Blog Talk Radio.
Widows Ministry, and it's just a pleasure and honor to be your host for this evening. I'm standing in for your regular host, Mary Hollis. She's off for this evening, and so I get the opportunity to share with you. I'm just so grateful for that. The next chapter, Widows Ministry, we're actually here to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. The next chapter, we began back in 2003, Mary and myself. We wanted to help women recover from the loss of that special someone, which would be your husband. You know, widows don't have any special identity. You can be young or old. You can be poor or wealthy. You can have children or no children. Your loss may have been expected or it could have been sudden. The emotional distress can be overwhelming. When someone you have shared secrets with, made love with, laughed with, been angry with, and a host of other scenarios, when that person passes, that person is missed. An emptiness no one can feel exists. Who understands? Who can you talk to? Who can help you with all of the details? How do you cope? The next chapter takes on these challenges. The next chapter shows you love through regular encouragement and information about those many decisions, especially those first 3 years, which are the toughest sometimes. We help you through major holidays. We keep in touch with you through phone calls, cards, gifts. We do monthly gatherings, and we even do this weekly internet talk show. The next chapter also provides a variety of resources that will make the difficult times just a little bit easier. Your children are remembered during the year. God is the giver of life. He is also the one who takes it. With the spiritual insight and personal experience of all of those that come alongside of you, we want you to feel assured that you're not alone. So as you turn to the next chapter in your life, we want you to be encouraged and we want you to remember that there are women who have recently experienced a loss, and they are there to be with you, to help you through those next stages of your life. So we welcome you tonight to our Blog Talk Radio show. And tonight I thought we'd do something a little different than usual. Mary is wonderful about sending you words of encouragement and saying things to you to kind of get you through those difficult days you might be having. And if your loss has been a while ago and you managed the grief, sometimes life just kicks in and makes it difficult for you to get through the days. So today I wanted to talk to you about something to do with having fun. I thought, you know, what's the one thing that's good when life seems to be stressful, seems to be overwhelming, seems like there is just more things going bad than going good? We heard if it ain't one thing, it's two, it's three. We've heard so much in the news lately about tragedies and situations that are beyond our control. And if we're not careful, we'll just become depressed and distressed and be full of anxiety. But I remember something that God says in his holy word. He says, I want you to rejoice. And he wants us to be joyful. And so one of the great things that we're going to share with you tonight about is being able to laugh and have fun. Ask yourself a question. When's the last time you have had a good, hearty laugh? You know, laugh is great medicine. Sometimes if we laughed more, we would probably be less prone to have high blood pressure, wouldn't have as many migraine headaches, blurred vision, and all those things that comes about as a result of stress. I have a sign in my office that says it takes way more muscles to frown than it does to laugh. So think about, when was the last time that you have had a good laugh? When was the last time you've been out with friends? When was the last time you watched a funny movie? I mean, just funny. Think about some of those movies that you have looked at, some of those TV shows. What about reading a book that's full of humor? Think about when was the last time that you sat down and had a bag of popcorn or a big old bowl of ice cream with a girlfriend. Think about when's the last time that you rented a hotel in your city that you have always wanted to stay at, you're driven by, and just for some reason you just never bothered to stay there, and you rented a hotel room, and you got up there in that big bed and pulled up those nice, soft, fluffy covers, and you just enjoyed yourself. When was the last time you went for a walk on the beach and you just enjoyed God's creation? All these things that are not only just relaxing, but it's fun. What kind of things have you done that you enjoy? How about playing games? Have you ever played bingo? Oh, my gosh. Bingo is so much fun. Scrabble. Matter of fact, when my children was young, we used to play Monopoly for days and days at a time. We'll play and just leave a board up. Do you have a checkerboard in your office or in your home or somewhere that you can play, a little portable one that you can take to the park and play with someone? I used to play backgammon. Any chess players out there? Oh, my gosh, these things are so much fun. When the widows, we went on our trip every year, and I'll talk to you more about the trip shortly, but we play cards. Well, actually, I didn't play cards this year, but they stay up late at night, and they play cards, and I watch them. They are laughing, and they have partners. There's so many ways that we can enjoy ourselves, and I'm just thinking, why don't we laugh more? Why don't we find people that we can enjoy spending our time with that makes us feel good? Maybe we should let go some of those friends that always got something to complain about, something to be stressed out about, and want you to share in all that frustration and that stress. Next time you have somebody that wants to share something with you, even though it may be facts, even though it may be truthful, say, you know what, instead of us talking about that today, why don't we go watch a movie? There's a funny movie out I've just been wanting to see. Maybe you're a Redbox fan. That's what I do sometimes. Movies cost a lot of money, so I go down to my local Redbox, and you can rent a DVD for a dollar, and you can plug that into your DVD player, and you can laugh. How about going for a walk in a park, and when you get finished the walk, you sit down and you play a game? What are some of your favorite board games? Some of us have closets or cabinets where we have games just stashed out. It's going to take a whole bunch of people. Find a place where you can go that offer games and opportunities. We have members part of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry that belong to senior centers, and they go there every day, and they have opportunities to participate in certain games. I know something else that's really fun, line dancing. Now, I don't know if we got any young people out there on the line that love to dance, but I know we got some older people that's part of our ministry. They love to dance. They line dance. And I can think of some of those dances. We remember the electric slide. I can remember the Cupid Shuffle. There's another one came out called the Wobble. And I've learned how to do most of those dances. Those are things that make you laugh. Those are the things that take some of the pressures of life away. Those are some of the things that we do sometimes that provides exercise. It provides emotional relief. Imagine what your life would be like if you found time every day to laugh. As a matter of fact, I was thinking about, what if we just all got together one day and we just told jokes. I remember when we were little, we had knock-knock jokes. And when we were little kids, oh, my gosh, we would laugh. And as I'm talking, I know you all are thinking right now of a knock-knock joke. But what about little jokes like, what did the chicken say when he crossed the road? I'm thinking of another joke. Oh, I know when someone just, little child shared with me recently, the child said to me, Miss Sheila, why was six mad at seven? And I was like, why was seven scared of six? I can't remember the joke now. Oh, I remember. Why was six scared of seven? That was the joke. And I said, I don't know, because 7, 8, 9. And I was like, as silly as that was, did I not laugh? Why did six eat seven? Why was six scared of seven? Because 7, 8, 9. And that just that few moments, we just laughed and laughed. Maybe some of you all have grandchildren out there that you can share stuff with. I'm thinking about some of those times that Jesus, was doing his ministry. He took the time to eat and enjoy the company of those that was around him. Sometimes I think we're just way too serious. Oh, we have these serious faces and these serious dispositions and these serious personas. We walk around, not willing to smile. And when we smile, matter of fact, just try it now. Find a magazine. Go through some photo albums. That's a good one, too. I just want to give you enough ideas so that tomorrow, oh, my gosh, you're going to have so much fun tomorrow. Go through some photo albums and say, oh, I remember. And allow those photo albums to bring out the laughter that you had. Don't allow those photo albums to take you down memory lane and make you sad and, oh, I remember this. No. You're going to look at those photos and you're going to laugh. You're going to remember when you was that little and you could wear that little size dress. I remember when I could wear a size 5. Or I remember when we used to wear those hats. How about this one? I remember when we used to go to that place all the time. And when you look at your pictures this time, what I want you to do is not just look at the people in the pictures. I want you to look at the backgrounds in the pictures. I want you to look and read what the signs are saying in the pictures. And enjoy and laugh and see how far God has brought you from the time that picture was taken. Now, some of us got some really old pictures. Matter of fact, I have some of the pictures that my parents had when they were younger. And we go through those pictures and just thoroughly enjoy them. So, those are some of my suggestions on ways that you can have fun and things that you can do that is enjoyable. And you have some suggestions of your own by the end of the call. If you have something you want to share with some of the other folks that are listening, I want to welcome you to the opportunity to do so. I'm only going to give you a couple minutes. If anybody's thinking of something I didn't mention and you want to share how you have fun or you want to share how you have done some things that's enjoyable in your life, there's a number one on your phone. If you push that number one, it lets me know that you have something to say, and we'll be more than glad for you to share. And since I'm talking about all of this fun, I want to share with you some next chapter fun. Well, last weekend, let me tell you what we all did. About 38 women, we weren't all widows, but 38 women, we got on the bus and we left out of the Atlanta, Georgia area, and we went to Memphis, Tennessee. And when I tell you we had fun, let me tell you exactly how much fun we had. We had fun on the bus. We ate. We passed snacks around. We laughed. We watched the movie on the bus. We watched, I think, two or three movies on the bus. When we got to the hotel, we enjoyed our time at the hotel. We enjoyed visiting the museums. But let me tell you what I enjoyed most. Oh, my gosh, I enjoyed the food. We had Memphis-style barbecue, some of the best barbecue you ever want to have eaten. Yes, we did. We had barbecue for lunch. We had barbecue for dinner. And then what I enjoy eating more than anything else is seafood. We went to a place where we had all-you-can-eat seafood, and I ate all that I could eat. We laughed. We talked about how many pounds we were gaining. We talked about the amount of calories we had. We talked about the need for us to be exercising as we was eating yet another piece of cake or another piece of food. I am just fairly excited about the opportunity to have fun. We met people that we didn't know before that went on the bus. We made new friends, new acquaintances. We swap phone numbers. And so sometimes you just have to do something a little bit different. You have to go somewhere a little bit different because we know the grief process can be long. It can be agonizing. It can fill you up with so many emotional issues that it starts to affect you physically. So we want you to make sure that in the process of all of the things that you have to do on your to-do list, we want you to add one more thing to your to-do list, and that is laugh. Laugh out loud. Matter of fact, there's some times I've gone on YouTube, and I just have typed in a search box, children laughing, and you can just see the children. They just laugh and laugh. Even on, there's a show called Funniest Videos, and you see people laughing on there. So I just want to make sure that you don't become just a grumpy person and make sure that you know that even though that we have some tough days and some tough years and tough seasons in our life, God wants us to have joy, not just on the inside, but he wants that joy to bubble all the way over, all the way on the outside where others can see it. So put on your happy face, turn that frown into a smile, live life, and live life abundantly. Now, the next chapter is having some more fun because, we like having fun. We encourage widows, we share with them, we cry with them, we pray for them, but we also have fun with them. This Thursday, we are going bowling. We're going bowling at Stars and Stripes. Stars and Stripes is in Stone Mountain, Georgia, real close to Stone Mountain Park. And the address is 1741 Mountain Industrial Boulevard. Again, it's 1741 Mountain Industrial Boulevard, and that's in Stone Mountain, Georgia. If you didn't get that address, just look it up. Or put in your GPS, Stars and Stripes. And one thing I want to share you about bowling is a form of exercise. It's also something that allows you to have fun. Did you know that bowling is 4,000 years old? They were bowling way back in the Roman times, back in the Greek times. They were bowling. 25% of all Americans bowl every year. As a matter of fact, it's a $4 billion industry with over 3,000 bowling centers all across the country. So I know you know somewhere that you can bowl. I know you know somebody that bowls, especially 25%. That's one out of every four people actually bowl. And so there are health benefits to bowling, too. So while I'm talking, I want you to just put on your schedule and plan to come out on Thursday if you're local. We want you to come out and bowl. We'll be bowling from 6:30 to 8:30. 6:30 to 8:30 is Stars and Stripes on Mountain Industrial in Stone Mountain. The cost is $12.99. You can remember $13, and that's going to include your bowling and your shoes. Make sure you wear some socks because you don't want to put your bare feet in those shoes unless you have your own shoes and your own bowling ball. We have members that we know bowl often. They may have that. They come with their own stuff. But if you need to bring your shoes, make sure you bring some socks and your $13 and enjoy that time with us. But keep in mind, it has health benefits. It's a great sport to participate in. Matter of fact, with all of that bending and twisting and stretching and rolling that ball, anybody out there got flabby arms? I know I do. You got flabby arms, bowling exists for that because you have to lift up those 5-pound balls, 8-pound balls, 10-pound balls. And as you're rolling that ball down the alley, it's going to allow you the opportunity to strengthen those muscles in your arms. That walking back and forth is good for your legs. You can probably burn anywhere from 170 to 300 calories for every game that you bowl. So we want to make sure you don't find any excuses to not come out. It's a great form of exercise. Actually, it's a form of weightlifting. Can you imagine women out there weightlifting? Yep, we're going to be weightlifting those balls and getting them down there and knocking the pins over. Don't worry about if you've never bowled before. Even if you know you don't want to bowl, we actually just come on out there because the socialization that comes about, the laughter, the sharing, makes it good for you as well. And when you come, we want you to bring somebody with you. Don't come alone. Don't come alone. Bring a friend, a family member. Bring your one of your children, your grandchildren with you as you come on out of there. So that's really good. That's what I wanted to share with you tonight. We always love you so much. We always try to give you something to make your life a little bit better. And so tonight, as we come to an end on our telephone call, I want to share some announcements with you. A couple of announcements as follows. We have our anniversary coming up in September. So we want you to put that on your calendar. I think it's the third weekend in September, the third Saturday in September is our anniversary. So I know sometimes we plan ahead, so put that on your calendar to be a part of our anniversary. We're getting older, and so as we get older, we celebrate another year that we have. Another announcement is that we also partner with an organization called GLOSS. It's called God's Ladies of Significance and Service. And on this Saturday, we'll be celebrating our 9th anniversary. And on our 9th anniversary, they will be celebrating that in at Tucker Library. That's in Tucker, Georgia. And GLOSS stands for God's Ladies of Significance and Service. And it's a mentoring organization for young ladies. So if you have a little extra time on your hand and you like to volunteer, you're looking for somewhere where you can volunteer, GLOSS can certainly use your support. And if you have a niece or daughter or granddaughter between the ages of 5 and 25 that you want them to be part of an organization that's Christ-centered and is going to help them grow in our walk with Christ, we want you to come out then as well. And if you're unable to make it but you're still interested, you can certainly get in contact with either Mary or myself, and we'll be more than glad to share some additional information with you. We also want to remind you that we're still working on our book. We have a book where we're allowing folks to share their stories about the process of overcoming the loss of their husband and just how God has played such a wonderful role in that process. And so we want you to write your story. If you have written it already, we appreciate it. If you want to make some changes to it because the Lord has placed on your heart to share some additional information with you, by all means, we want you to do that. But if you haven't submitted anything, we definitely want you to do that really soon because your testimony is going to help somebody else. My last announcement is that we always want to acknowledge our leader. Mary Hollis is doing a wonderful job, an excellent job, a superb job, an awesome job, and we always give a shout out to her for her efforts, her untying, unwavering commitment to the Next Chapter Widows ministry. We want you to add other members to our group. Every time we hear about someone, a man who had passed away, he left a wife, she is now a widow. So we're always open to doing God's work because in the Word, in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 3, it tells us that we need to honor widows who are widows indeed. So we thank you so very much. for calling in. We want you to check back in with us on next week, on Tuesday at 10 o'clock p.m. every evening. We're here at www.blogtalkradio.com/The Next Chapter Widows Ministry, or you can call in. Share the information with someone you know. They just might be a blessing on that call waiting for them, so you don't want to come between that person and that blessing. Thank you so much for listening in. We love you. We celebrate you, and we want you to just keep on having fun. And remember, you want to laugh, because laughter is good for the soul. Have a good night.
I am the creator, I am the maker of the universe. I am the one who spoke into nothing, and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hands. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. I am the hero, mender of broken hearts, Alpha Omega, your destiny, and where you start. I am the one who does impossible things. That's who I am. Just let me be who I am to you. That's who I am. Just let me be who I am. I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe all my word, you can say.